Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with your Wednesday COVID-19 update. Yesterday afternoon, the EOC was notified of a positive case that was identified through airport testing. That individual's now in isolation. The airport testing program continues to be successful at identifying individuals that are unknowingly infected with COVID-19. Those individuals are then able to isolate and prevent the spread of COVID within the community. If you have friends or loved ones traveling into Wrangell from out of state, please encourage them to test before arriving if possible. If they're having trouble finding a place to test, there are 4 at-home test kits that have been recommended for use by the state. You can find the list at covid19.alaska.gov. Testing before arriving into Alaska not only ensures that they don't bring COVID with them, but it also shortens the amount of time that you have to spend in quarantine or minimizing interactions. Any questions related to travel can be submitted to travel@wrangell.com. On the testing front as well, Search has expanded their testing program to include community testing for anyone who wants to get tested. That takes place every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Search Clinic. No appointment is necessary. And they've also started testing at Heritage Harbor for travelers that are arriving from out of state by boat. So at the harbor, look for the white van in the Heritage Harbor parking lot on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10:15 to noon. And a big thanks to Search for expanding testing within the community. As summer, as we start to head into fall, there's going to be some upcoming opportunities to participate in planning for school reopening. And the school recently sent out an email of their draft plans for their reopening. And this plan is also available on their website. You just have to click in the header. There's a Smart Start button there. And they're going to be hosting a town hall Zoom meeting Thursday night at 6 p.m. And you can email Kim Powell at kpowell@wpsd.us prior to 3:30 on July 16th in order to submit your questions that will be addressed during that town hall meeting. Following the town hall later in the week, there will be a survey coming out, so watch for that as well. And then on Monday, the school board's going to be having a work session regarding school reopening. It's a very challenging task to plan for things during a global pandemic, and I think that school reopening is probably going to be our biggest plan, the biggest challenge facing us coming this fall. So I'm just asking you to offer your ideas, your questions, and your concerns with kindness. I'm sure the school task force would also appreciate that if you can pair your concerns with solutions so that it gives them a little bit more direction to work toward when they're revising their plans. And then I'll just finish up by urging anyone that's having symptoms of any kind to contact the clinic at 874-4700 for screening or testing. And thanks, Wrangell, for doing your part to prevent the spread.